It's time now for our student phenology. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Emma Adams' class at Great Expectation School in Grand Marais.
Hi, this is Dom.
And Natalia.
Reporting from Great Expectation School in Grand Marais, Minnesota on December 4th. The weather has recently turned much cooler. We noticed that it has been 9 days since it has been above 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Last night, it snowed 4.6 inches at school, giving us a 2-hour late start. This past weekend, we also had a few snowflakes falling, but nothing very measurable. The wind, however, was very strong. It blew our school's canoes across the street and deep into our neighbor's yard. Some of our smaller lakes have a thin layer of ice on them, but are not quite ready for fishing on them yet.
This week, we are still seeing deer quite frequently. With the snow, we are noticing a lot more tracks from deer, coyote, wolf, and moose in our yard. Snow bundings can now be found along the sides of the roads for most of our drive. We are also seeing blue jays and chickadees, but not hearing them with the recent snow. Everything outside has become very quiet. Last week, Esme and her family saw a small bear. It was a surprising find because most of the local bears had already started their winter hibernation. In the corners of an outhouse, Miss Emma found a bunch of ladybugs huddled together in the corners of an outhouse. In the winter, ladybugs gather together in a warm structure place like under logs, under leaves, or inside houses, and they enter into a hibernation-like state called diapause, where they slow down their metabolism.
This has been Dom
and Natalia
reporting from Great Expectation School in Grand Marais, Minnesota.
Thanks, Dom. Natalia, great report. I love that comment about hiding in the corner of the outhouse. Yes, I know about outhouses. They're delightful spots, and the view is always fantastic. Small bear still moving around. probably a male, probably not yet found a suitable spot, or maybe just hadn't gotten enough food together, where it felt comfortable taking a nap. Hard to say, but interesting to note that there are still a few around. And tracks, you know, with snow come tracks, and deer, coyote, wolf, and moose, snow buntings along the roads, just a great report and a lot of good things going on in Grand Marais. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Truman,
Noah,
Michael,
Cooper,
Cody,
Cora,
Helen,
Kira, reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota on December 4th, 2024.
Connor observed that we haven't seen any clear skies for at least a week. Snow flurries have been pretty consistent in the air. Last night, on December 3rd, we got at least 2 inches of fresh snow. Today, we have a lot of snow coming down. Also, Maddie noticed that the snow is making it hard to see things that are far away.
Brenna's heard the wind outside her house at night. It's been really windy lately.
Reese noticed that the sun keeps on setting earlier and earlier. It is 17 days until the solstice, which is the day with the most darkness of the year.
Kira noticed that Deep Lake, where her aunt lives, is completely froze over sometime around Thanksgiving, either November 27th or 28th.
Gwen noticed Pheasant Lake near Eveleth had completely frozen over on Monday, December 2nd.
I noticed my lake by my house was freezing when I was getting home at 2:30.
Cole noticed that the Embarrassed River, which runs through his backyard, froze over for the first time this year on December 3rd. This cold weather is great for making ice.
John observed some fox tracks in the bog near his house. There were also some snowshoe hare tracks nearby. He didn't see any signs of struggle, so maybe the hare had found a good hiding spot.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Thank you, kids. Keep exploring the great outdoors indeed. And Connor noted that there haven't been any really clear skies, and that probably accounts for the fact that it's been fairly warm. A little blanket of clouds can keep the cold air from from really invading the area, but that is about to change. Our weather report for the future looks like it's going to be pretty cold. Sun keeps setting earlier and earlier, 17 days till the solstice, and then add another 10 days or so before the days actually start getting longer. It'll be around the first of the year, 1st of January, before we really notice any change in the number of hours of daylight that we're getting. But we're down under 8.5 hours now, and we'll be down closer to 8 by the time the actual solstice takes place. Lots of lakes and rivers in the area freezing up. That's kind of interesting. And for those of us that are, you know, skaters and ice boaters, we're a little disappointed. It was a kind of a short year for those sports. In fact, it just didn't happen or hasn't happened yet. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class at Cherry School.
Hi, this is
Emma,
Caitlin,
Tyler,
Malachi,
reporting from Cherry School in Iron Junction, Minnesota on Friday, December 6th. We have been noticing it's getting really cold and the lakes are starting to freeze. It's been snowing a lot lately and it's been getting really icy everywhere outside. The snow is sticking to the ground and it isn't melting, and there has been a lot of high winds. We estimated that there has been 4 inches of snow. We used a stick to measure and we estimated.
This is Tyler. On November 30th, I saw a group of 7 deer near Cherry. Over the weekend, Xavier saw a gray wolf, a squirrel, an albino rabbit, and a coyote. In Buell, Honey saw a few deer on her way to Hibbing on December 4th. Annalise saw a gray wolf and some eagles on her way to basketball practice near Lavelle Township.
A couple days ago, John Latimer joined us for our walk in the school forest. We saw many kinds of footprints. We observed little footprints near a straight line in the snow. We think it was a fox because John Latimer told us that fox prints go in a straight line. We also saw a little den with footprints coming from a tree. We think that was a squirrel because a squirrel was probably climbing the tree. We saw another set of footprints that looked like the animal was dragging its feet. We think it was a deer because John Latimer explained that deer usually drag their feet in the snow.
This includes our phenology report. This has been
Emma,
Caitlin,
Tyler,
Malachi, reporting from Cherry School.
Nature Rules!
Nature Rules. Who is this John Latimer they keep talking about? What a doofus. We had a good time, the kids and I. And one of the things that we did, and we did it in several spots, was we broke off a branch from a tree and we just walked along and stuck it in the ground and kind of put our fingertips right where the snow stopped. And then we pulled the stick out and we looked at how much of the stick was from our fingertips to the end. And we sort of made some estimates about the snow depth. And yeah, there was about 4 inches back then. I imagine it's probably closer to 6 by now. A gray wolf and an albino rabbit. Now, this time of year, we have snowshoe hares, which are cousins to the rabbit. Well, not even cousins, really. They're quite different. Hare and rabbit are both, they have wildly different lifestyles. And I suspect that rather than an albino cottontail, they probably were seeing a snowshoe hare that had simply turned white as a mechanism of defense for the winter. Our next report comes from Nate Linder's class at Cohasset Elementary School.
Hello, I'm Annika.
And I'm Aria. We are in Mr. Linder's 5th grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
We've had some changes on our fall phenology list of last and first sightings. We've come close to our first inches of snowfall, but it's hard to measure with it being so wet and heavy. The snowflakes this weekend were huge. We did make observations on some lakes freezing over. These are the lakes we observed freezing. November 30th, Crystal Lake in Little Bass. December 1st, Deer Lake. December 4th, bays on Pukegama and Bass Lake.
On our nature walk, we noticed the deer, rabbit, and vole tracks. We learned that voles are subnivian, meaning they live under the snow. We are going to be keeping an eye out for more animal tracks and signs of wildlife. We want to wish Mr. Latimer a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Latimer!
Thank you for listening to our phenology report. We're looking forward to another week of observations.
Like Mr. Latimer says,
onward and an awkward.
Onward and awkward, my favorite words, yes. And that's how I perceive the world, by going onward and being awkward. Yeah, we had a nice time walking with the kids, and we'll have some more notes from that. We did see a few vole tracks. They were pretty subtle. We had to be very careful, and interestingly, with the kids and spotting these vole tracks, it's almost like taking your dog when you're going out to look at tracks. It's not advisable. The kids just kind of, you know, trash the tracks before you have a chance to really get a look at them. So we're practicing and we're getting better. Hopefully we'll be accomplished at it before too much longer. Maybe before the snow is gone. We will have more student phenology reports coming up in the next hour, and we will be talking to Pam Perry later this morning as well. So stay tuned for all of that. It's time to return to the student reports, and you may recall that our student reports are funded by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund and are produced and organized by our friend and compatriot, Charlie Mitchell. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. My name is Tobias, and I am your phenologist for this week. On Monday, December 2nd, we came back to school and played in 2 to 3 inches of snow on the playground. We have all started wearing all our snow gear, including snow pants, and will continue to wear them until spring. Ms. Rolfe's class went outside on December 4th, and there was about another 2 inches of fresh snow. The wind was blowing really hard, making all the snow on the playground swirl around. It was like in a snow globe. Also, on December 4th, Ms. Rolfe's class went out on the nature trail for phenology and the wind. At 27 miles per hour, it sounded like a freight train. On December 6th, Ms. Rolfe's class went outside for phenology. We stopped at Chickadee Landing to watch the birds and spotted 2 red-breasted nuthatches at the bird feeder, along with many chickadees, enjoying the black oil sunflower seeds. While walking out by the creek on December 4th, Ms. Rolfe's class saw some animal tracks on the frozen creek. When we came back inside, we looked up what type of animal had made the tracks and concluded that they could have been from a lynx or a bobcat. After the snowfall, Mr. Dover's class noticed tracks from snowshoe hares, some sort of small mammal like a mouse, a shoe, fox, and a grouse. In the past week, we have lost another 9 minutes of daylight. Winter solstice is December 21st. Winter solstice is the shortest day of the year. But then the next day, we can all start to enjoy the days getting longer. On December 5th, some previous NSCS students were at the school working on getting the skating rinks ready for the season. This was the 3rd flooding they have done this winter. It is estimated that they will need to flood the rinks 5 more times for them to be ready for people to go skating and play hockey on them. We were learning this week in EE with Miss Urban's class about how to identify how much growth of trees had by observing small parts of one of its branches. We studied lateral buds, alternative buds, terminal buds, leaf scars, and terminal buds scale scars to see how much growth the particular branch has had over the season. Measured the distance from the terminal bud scale scar to the tip of the terminal bud. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you. Nice report. Great information there. And Miss Urban is definitely working really hard with those kids for environmental ed. The fact that they're learning about the leaf scars and terminal buds and lateral buds and all of that thing sort of thing really, really enhances, I think, a child's understanding of trees and of nature. And yes, 27-mile-an-hour winds in the woods will sound a bit like a freight train. It can really, really make things pretty amazing. And as far as like being outside in a snow globe, that was Sunday for me. It was just one of those days when you just felt kind of like you were experiencing a bit of magic. Our next report comes from the Andover Community Schools trip to Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Ellie and Addie from Andover Elementary reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for December 2nd through 4th. Winter arrived with a high temperature of 22 and low of 5. We experienced snow, freezing rain, and gusty winds up to 20 miles per hour. During our phenology hike, it was easy to see tracks in the fresh snow. We saw squirrel, mouse, rabbit, deer, and fox tracks. We found false turkey tail, mushrooms, and lichen of many colors, including yellow and green. Our group found plenty of winterberry bushes filled with red berries and learned that marquescence is when we noticed that some of the deciduous trees still had dead leaves on them. We saw the leaves still on oak and ironwood trees. During another hike, we flushed a ruffed grouse. We noticed many woodpecker holes in the trees. In one tree, there were 4 holes in a row. 3 were old and 1 at the top was new.
We measured the thickness of the ice on Monday afternoon at about 3 inches. By Tuesday evening, it was already 5 inches thick. That's pretty thick considering that ice went in on Wednesday, November 28th. It's still borderline weather. It's safe to walk up to the middle of the lake. We opted for caution and stayed close to shore. On the frozen lake, we saw bubbles under the ice and moose tracks. One of the highlights of the trip was seeing a flying squirrel eating birdseed. We learned that flying squirrels are common, but not often seen, especially in the middle of the day. On our phenology hike, we noticed lots of goldenrod galls. We got to cut open a few to try to find a little grub living in there. Gila, Dallas, Milo, and Luke ate the grub. Gross. They said it is not at all like gum. Levi and Kayler tried to eat one, but they dropped it. Womp womp. We only ate a few grubs and left the rest for the birds who rely on them for protein. One other interesting find was a dead mouse in a tree. It's possible that it was killed by a shrike, a bird that kills and impales its prey on a branch to get it when it gets hungry. A little cold snow and wind was not enough to stop us from exploring, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Yeah, get outside and live connected. Thanks, Ellie, Addie. That was a nice report. Lots of great information in there. You kids were really driven to really explore the nature out there, and that was pretty interesting. I like the bird caught in the branches. Indeed, it could have been a shrike, and shrikes sometimes actually impale birds or other mammals, sometimes salamanders, sometimes snakes, whatever, and do it as a way of proving to a potential mate that they are good providers. So there's a lot of things going on out there when it comes to those little critters, and it's a pretty interesting that the kids got out and got a chance to take it all in. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Nash and Bennett reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in the Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of December 8th.
There is at least 4 inches of ice on local lakes, and the Mississippi River has completely frozen across in spots.
2 different people reported seeing bald eagles hanging around a nest. We were wondering if they use their nest throughout the year.
We have noticed an increase in the number of raccoons and deer that we are seeing by road rays.
There are still robins hanging out and feeding on the fruit outside of our classroom and windows.
There were 5 female and 3 male cardinals together at a bird feeder. We do not know if it was still a family unit or if they're grouped together in the winter.
A classmate did see a black spider running across the snow. She did not get a close enough look at it to identify it, but we do know there are several species that stay active through the winter.
The fruit of bittersweet nightshade is bright red and persistent. Although it is poisonous to many animals, apparently the birds do enjoy it in the winter.
We did see a short-tailed shrew running across the new snow before disappearing into some leaf litter.
Cottontail rabbits seem to be everywhere, especially right around sundown.
The new snow last week made for perfect conditions to look at animal tracks in the snow.
A classmate was able to observe a pair of otters playing around on the river.
A family cut down an old tree, and close to 20 deer mice ran out from inside.
The red oaks still have almost all their leaves.
This is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Pretty interesting report from Mr. Caddett's group down there in Little Falls. Bald eagles hanging on around their nests, wondering if they use their nests throughout the year. I have experience with the bald eagles at my nest for just about every month except, most of December and all of January. But in February, they will be returning from wherever they've spent the previous couple of months. I did see a bald eagle near my nest on this past week, so that would be in December, and that would be indicating that they are still in the area. They don't spend the night there that I see, at least not very often, but they do come back and they check on their nest and they stay in the area of the nest and throughout the fall and winter. Robins still hanging around. They have right outside their classroom, and I've been there. There are several bright red apple bearing trees that the birds do come and eat the apples from eventually. And right now it looks like the robins are in there, and they have seen cardinals, the lucky devils, a spider running across the snow. She didn't get close enough to look at it. They don't run very fast when they're running on snow. It's a good time to grab a hold of one and take a close look. Short-tailed shrew running across the new snow. Short-tailed shrews are, I believe, let's see, that's the brevicauda. I think that is one of the two venomous mammals in the Western Hemisphere. So pretty interesting little critters when you get a chance to do some research on them. Look into them. Otters playing on the river, that's always fun. A family cut down an old tree and close to 20 deer mice. And I like the use of the word close to. I can only imagine if you cut down a tree and deer mice were running in every direction that you might go, there's about 20. Because I would be running in a different direction. Not that I'm afraid of mice, but you just never know when one might, dash up your leg and think, well, here's a nice warm tree trunk I can hang out by. Our next report and our penultimate report is coming from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield. And they have decided to share a poem that they have been reading for their class. And the title of the poem is Whenever You See a Tree.
Whenever you see a tree, by Padma Venkatraman.
Think.
How many long years this tree waited as a seed for animal or bird or wind or rain
to maybe carry it to maybe the right spot.
Where again it waited months for seasons to change.
Until time and temperature were fine enough to coax it.
To swell and burst its hard shell so it could send slender roots.
To clutch at grains of soil and let tender shoots reach toward the sun.
Think how many decades or centuries it thickened and climbed and grew.
Taller and deeper, never knowing if it would find enough water or light,
or when the conditions would be right so it could keep on spreading leaves.
adding blossoms and dancing.
Next time,
you see a tree.
Think
how much hope it holds.
Wow. Thanks, Michelle. You guys do the best. What a lovely poem. And how true. How well thought out and true that poem definitely is. I will have to hang on to that copy. I want to read that one again. We have one more report, and this one comes from Andover Community School's trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Gemma,
Ren,
and Josie from Andover Elementary reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for December 4th through the 6th. We had mostly a beautiful winter weather with a high temperature of 29 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 4. On Wednesday, high winds of more than 20 miles per hour made it feel downright chilly. Clear skies on Thursday night allowed us to look at constellations and see Jupiter and Venus. Long Lake is frozen solid and thick ice enough to support a herd of 7 deer that were spotted crossing the middle of the lake.
In the bog, the black-capped chickadees were eating the seeds from the tamarack trees. These seeds are a winter-long food source for chickadees. In the woods, we found grouse tracks and noticed that the dead leaves have not fallen off of the ironwood trees. Our group noticed lots of interesting mice and bald trails forming little forest highways between trees.
Many of these trails were Sumnivian, which we learned means beneath the snow. Some of the Sumnivian trails had collapsed. There's a good reason for these rodents to stay out of sight. Bald eagles were spotted soaring overhead, and owls and other predators are always on the prowl. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside,
and live connected!
Very nice report, kids, and lots of great things there. 7 deer crossing the ice, plenty of ice for them. Tamaracks providing food sources for the chickadees in the bogs, and the vole trails. You know, I walked across my front yard on Sunday when it was melting. Pardon me. And the vole trails just randomly across my front yard made the snow look like a giant puzzle. These trails sort of outlined these little pieces, and you could just imagine these giant, you know, 3-foot by 3-foot chunks of snow lifting out and being set back in, and each one having its spot. So do check out the vole trails. Those Sumnivian creatures are busy making interesting things happen in your neighborhood. That is the end of our student phenology reports for this week. As always, we thank the students for their incredible work, and love to hear from them and hear their reports. That poem from Michelle Martin's class was just absolutely fabulous.